Another important distinction to understand regarding how Hashem determines what happens to a person is that there are two kinds of events in a person's life. One is an event that he or she deserves and happens for its own purpose. For example, a person gets married. That's a life-changing event which has been decreed upon a person based on their combination of merits and debts of eris. And that event happened to a person to accomplish exactly that, to make them from a single person to a married person, and to begin a new life that way. However, other events happen to a person simply to accomplish a different purpose. The Gemara gives numerous examples of this, basing it on a pasuk in Yeshaya, "Oidcha Hashem ki anafto bi." I praise you, Hashem, because you punished me. What does that mean? Why would someone praise Hashem because he punished him? So Chazal explained to mean someone's cow fell. It broke its leg. That seems like a very bad thing. But in the process of trying to drag the cow back to the barn, he uncovered a buried diamond. So the event of the cow breaking a leg, which seemed bad, was in truth only there for the purpose of getting him the diamond. Or someone got delayed and didn't travel on the boat he was meant to travel on, only to find out that the ship sunk. That's Oidcha Hashem, I praise you Hashem, because you did something to anger me, so to speak. You punished me, which in truth turned out to be something very good. All these are events which occur for a different purpose. All these are measured and judged according to all the principles we've discussed up till now. And when Hashem decrees an event to happen to a person, whatever the purpose of the event is, it's also measured and weighed with the utmost exactness according to what the person deserves. So this finishes the third chapter of section 2, which was dedicated to breaking down how Hashem's judgment works and demonstrating how many different factors play a role in what happens to a person, to the point where it's impossible to imagine how they can all be possibly made to fit together perfectly according to what a person deserves, which is what Hashem does. It's solely the domain of Hashem, and a human mind can't begin to comprehend the complexity of the process, and all the Ramchal is trying to do is just to demonstrate how many things play a role in the process. So much so that when something bad does happen to a person, for us to try to think that, oh, this happened because of that, is just limiting something which is infinitely more complex than that. It's almost impossible to put blame on one thing, and it only makes sense to do that if Hashem wants you to do that. Meaning to say, it only makes sense to attribute a punishment, a suffering, to a specific avera or sin or situation, only if Hashem makes it abundantly clear that that's what He wants you to be thinking about. And when Hashem wants you to get that message, you get that message. But otherwise, to try to figure out what is causing what, the Ramchal has just demonstrated, is just about impossible. The Ramchal has also demonstrated an important principle which has ramifications on the judgment of Rosh Hashanah as well. He explained that there are tzaddikim that enter Olam Haba based on their own merit, and their leader there is, they are leaders there, whereas other people only merit entering Olam Haba because they're associated with a tzaddik. These two concepts are referred to by other Svarim as judgment as an individual and judgment as part of a klal or community, or it's called Din Yochid versus Din HaKlal. Each of us is judged as an individual, how we contributed or will contribute to Kohet Shemayim and perfection of ourselves in this world, based on what we have done and what we have potential to do and what we have demonstrated to be our potential. And this can be a very difficult judgment because it's based on our actions alone. There is a second judgment where our actions and potential are measured as part of a tzibur or klal. And if we serve a purpose which enables others to bring Kohet Shemayim and perfect the world, even if individually our actions don't really add up, in light of our position in the community, we can be judged favorably. And this is the concept which the Ramchal is referring to when he says a person can enter Olam Haba alone or as an associate of a tzaddik.